Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The day started with a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Those American flags blowing in the wind on the ellipse, with the White House as a backdrop below a blue banner calling this the Save America March.
Chris Keeler came here from Florida.
I'm a patriot, and I'm ready to defend this country any way I can.
And Rio Hudson traveled here from Indiana.
I'm here to show my support for our President Trump. I really think that this election was stolen from him and from the American people.
So, let's have trial by combat.
That's why we fight. That's why my father sends out a tweet. Patriots, descend on Washington, D.C. And you look at the crowds out
there. Let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you all for being here. This is incredible. Thank you very much.
That exodus began even as the president was still speaking.
In the middle of his speech, we saw people turning and walking away and heading toward the Capitol. I asked one woman, well, where are you going? And she said, I'm heading toward the Capitol. The speech has inspired me.
Inside the Capitol, lawmakers were already preparing for a tense day.
Madam Speaker, the Vice President, and the United States Senate.
They were there to certify the electoral vote, usually a perfunctory duty carried out 57 times in U.S. history without much controversy. Not this time.
What purpose does the gentleman from Arizona rise?
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object to the counting of the electoral ballots from Arizona.
Republican lawmakers cited unfounded theories in challenging those results. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford was in the middle of his argument when the gavel suddenly came down.
Of Arizona.
And it will stand in recess until the call of the chair.
And the evacuation began. As instructed, the group had walked down Pennsylvania Avenue and kept walking, past barricades, past a handful of Capitol police officers clearly unprepared and outnumbered.
We're willing to risk our lives! Do you understand?
Tens of thousands of people that were outside the Capitol climbed onto the scaffolding that's out in front of the Capitol where the inauguration will take place, and then were able to breach the Capitol building itself. That escalated what happened.
Intent on breaching this Capitol building. In fact, you know, I just walked up there a few minutes ago and I heard someone say, this is civil war.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Nora O'Donnell. We are coming on the air right now with breaking news because the U.S. Capitol has been placed on lockdown.
With that, people sent to Washington to make laws instead found themselves making escape plans, making weapons out of furniture, and praying for their safety.
She began praying for peace, for us to be protected, for everyone to be protected, for the violence to stop.
Washington State Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal was on the upper level of the House, stranded.
Essentially, couldn't get out. And so we put on our gas masks and we were told to immediately drop to the floor. The floor by then had been cleared, but we heard shots being fired, I guess, into the chamber. They sounded like they were right there.
Others were being rushed through the bowels of the Capitol complex, areas designed to stay secure that were decidedly not so.
At the time that the Senate chamber was breached, a quick-thinking aide grabbed the electoral ballots, the electoral count certificates, and grabbed them for posterity and took them from the chamber. We see on the west front of the Capitol.
covered in face paint and Viking horns had taken over the perch occupied minutes earlier by the vice president. Another man lounged with his feet up on a desk in Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. Rioters had their phones out, live streaming and taking selfies, seemingly answering to their seat of power, social media.
It's a crisis for our democracy and a crisis right now at the Capitol.
New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney said she was safe but furious.
We're just locking the doors. We're told not to leave our offices.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez described it as a dark chapter for America.
I have spoken across the globe against these types of actions in other places in the world. I just can't believe that it's happening in our own country.
New York Congressman Tom Suozzi was in the gallery as well.
Then there started to be some people banging at the doors. Capitol Police threw their weapons. People were asked to please be quiet so they could listen to directions from the Capitol Police.
New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell said he could see the situation from his window. He called it insurrection.
People's lives have been threatened. A lot of us have gotten calls over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. This is not the America I know. It is not.
That's right. We own it. We own you.
Attention. A curfew is in effect at 1800 hours until 600 hours tomorrow. All individuals must leave the U.S. Capitol grounds or be subject to arrest. I repeat, a curfew is in effect.
We have seen flashbangs be used. We have seen tear gas and pepper spray be used. We've also seen demonstrators throw smoke at police.
More the protesters are streaming from this area, which suggests that police are being more successful.
That success came following the arrival of more law enforcement and tweets from the president justifying the rioters' behavior while telling them to go home.
We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated.
It was far from the call made by President-elect Joe Biden for the president to demand an end to the siege.
I am genuinely shocked and saddened that our nation, so long the beacon of light and hope for democracy, has come to such a dark moment.
The fear among lawmakers was turning to resolve.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has sent a letter to her colleagues arguing that she thinks it's time to get back to the work that was interrupted earlier today when the Capitol was breached. She says in this letter that she has...
The House will be in order.
Stepping around shards of broken glass, passing by doors laden with graffiti and through offices ransacked beyond recognition.
To those who engaged in the gleeful desecration of this, our temple of democracy, American democracy, justice will be done.
The vote certification continued with a new perspective from some, including New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat.
The shame of this day is it's being aided and abetted by good Americans who are falling prey, who are choosing Trump over truth.
And Utah Senator Mitt Romney, a Republican.
Now we gather due to a selfish man's injured pride and the outrage of supporters who he has deliberately misinformed for the past 2 months and stirred to action this very morning.
Several Republican senators were recalculating their strategy. Vote objections were dropped by the likes of South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
Today, all I can say is count me out, enough is enough.
And outgoing Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler.
There can be no disagreement that upholding democracy is the only path to preserving our republic.
But others were undeterred, like Missouri's Josh Hawley, who was photographed hours earlier raising his fist in solidarity with the crowd.
Violence is never warranted, that violence will not be tolerated, that those who engage in it will be prosecuted, but that this body will act to address the concerns of all Americans across the country. We do need an investigation.
At 3:40 a.m., nearly 15 hours after lawmakers first convened for the day, the vote was finalized. The expected result after a most unexpected day.
Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
And in those early morning hours, perhaps the longest day in recent Washington history, it closed with the words from longtime Senate Chaplain Barry C. Black.
These tragedies have reminded us that words matter and that the power of life and death is in the tongue.
117th Congress, The chair declares the joint session dissolved.
Lawmakers left the vandalized Capitol into the quiet morning, still 2 hours until the District of Columbia's curfew was set to be lifted.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.